think I preach right-handed. I don't know what the problem is there. Well, once again, I'm excited to be with you this morning. I can't believe the way that the Lord continues to bless this very important church. He continues to add strategies and resources. He adds servants and supplies.
也给我们服侍的工人和我们各项的供应。
Also that we can meet the needs of this community.
也让我们去满足这个社区的需要。
And every time I think about it, I stay encouraged about the possibilities that God will lay at our feet.
每次我想到神把各种各样的这些可能性放在我们跟前，我就觉得很受鼓励。
It's the opportunity to reach our Asian community and beyond.
这是一个机会去到达我们的亚洲人口，还有别的。
Not only to reach them with the gospel, but to also disciple all who are willing and wanting.
所以不光是告诉这亚洲团体关于福音，而且呢还培养信徒。
Personally, I'm also very excited that we're back into the worship center.
首先我很高兴我们能回到这个敬拜的这个中心。
It's been a long road to get here, and I know that everyone is excited about how it turned out.
中间花了很多波折才能我们才能回来敬拜，我知道你们中间也很人，大家也都很兴奋。
I'm excited that the environment and the technology can now help us grow together instead of just bridging this digital gap that has been in front of us.
我很高兴我们现在的这个设备能够让我们大家今天能在一起成长。 这些设备不单单是就是为了这个弥合这个中间的距离。
And I don't know about you, but I continue to pray for more stable times.
我不知道你怎么做，但我是一直在祷告我们可以有更安稳的时光。
But what's happening in India and in China and in Afghanistan points to the fact that God sometimes chooses to work in ways that we don't understand.
但是现在呢，在印度、中国和阿富汗所发生的事情呢，指向一个事情，就是神有时候会用我们所不理解的办法去实现他的旨意。So
we must trust in the sovereignty of God that He knows the best way to accomplish His plans.
所以我们必须相信神的主权，因为神知道最好的办法去实行他的美意。
If you remember our last time together, we started a sermon series in Ephesians that began to answer the question, who are we?
如果你记得的话，上一次我在这儿讲到以弗所书，我们当时是讨论一个我们是谁的问题。
And in that first series, we... And in that first time that we were together, we began to talk about a number of different things. There were seven different spiritual blessings in that first passage that we talked about.
所以上一次讲到我们讨论了好几件事，包括七个不同的属灵福气。
And it began to answer that question, who are we as the people of God?
上次我们开始的时候先讨论这个问题，就是我们在神里面，我们是谁。
And today we're going to answer kind of a different question that's in that first chapter of Ephesians.
那今天我们要回答一些也是在以弗所书第一章所讨论的一些别的问题。
Because Paul specifically prays for that church in a certain way that gives them a hope that they will need for the future.
对，这些东西在一起呢，就给了这当时在以弗所教会的信徒里面，他们当时所需要的盼望。
For me, it's easy to forget that the epistles that we lean on as God's authoritative words were also some pretty personal letters written between people.
对我来讲呢，有时候很容易我就忘掉。我们读这个使徒书信的时候呢，我们一方面是把 这些书信当中神给我们的话语的来源，但同时我们忘掉了这些书信另一方面也是好朋友之间的私人书信。
And we address the fact that they include these overarching themes that are timeless guides through the generations.
我们经常讨论这个书信里面那些是主题性的，是在永恒都都一直都有效的那些话题。
But there are also included some very detailed ways to give hope and instruction for our specific circumstances.
但是那些书信里呢，也包含着在特别具体的情况下是怎么样给圣徒们的盼望和指导和教导。
Though they were personal in history, this passage that we're covering today has really felt like it was written to me in my time.
所以今天呢，这段经文呢，马上这段经文呢，就好像是给我的现在时候给我写的一段经文。
It was written to address some of my challenges and has addressed some very specific things that even I need to pay attention to in the coming weeks.
他这段经文好像是在在去解决我现在面临的挑战，好像是在特别具体的就是下面几个星期我想对付的一些困难。
But it is also directly connected with the things that you see on the screen, the passage that we discussed together last month, as we get that reminder in verse 15 that says, for this reason, so we need to look back.
那但它也直接的联系到你在屏幕上看到的这些事情，因为在这段经文上面上来开始就讲了因此，这个这上面列的就是那个因此的背景。
As we look at these seven spiritual blessings,It's funny that God would bless us with all of these blessings, but sometimes I know we live our lives as if he has offered us only the number three.
你看到屏这个屏幕上列了七个恩典，有时候很可笑的就是，其实神给了我们所有这七个恩典，但是我们生活中好像是活的样子，好像是我们只得到了其中的第三个恩典。
That is redemption through his grace.
那个恩典就是通过神的恩典我们得到救赎。
Sometimes in the English world, we refer to this as our fire insurance.
所以有时候在这种英语的世界，我们管这个第三条恩典叫做我们的火险。
And it's the fact that we only pay attention to that we've been saved from the eternal destination of hell, but not really paying attention to the fact that we're also being saved to many of these other spiritual blessings.
现在是我们就感觉好像是我们只是借着这条恩典呢，就避免了永久在地狱的这种本来的这种宿命但是我们就忘了我们同时也被给了其他的各种恩典。
And it's in these other spiritual blessings that we find purpose and meaning to life.
其实借着其他的这些恩典呢，我们也找到了也是可以找到生活的意义和目标。
Only focusing on number three causes many Christians to float casually in their faith without real satisfaction.
所以关注第三条恩典呢，让很多基督徒平常就是他们只是散漫的在信仰里面散漫的游荡，而没有得到真正的满足。
And because people can't find that purpose and meaning, many end up just walking away from the faith.
因为人们因为这个信徒们没有办法去发现这个生命的目标。
I struggled to come up with a good metaphor for what this might feel like in our daily life.
我花了很多劲儿去想一个比喻，去比喻这件在我们的日常生活中找到一个跟刚才我说的相关的比喻。
So here's where I settled.
现在我找到了一个比喻。
It's like being offered a full ride at Stanford University, but only deciding to take a class in badminton.
这就像你被那个 offer， 你被给了一个能在斯坦福大学全体验的经历，但是你只选了最后你只选了一门羽毛球课。
It's like being offered a round the world trip and deciding only to fly to Houston。
这就像你给了一张可以周游世界的票，但是最后你只决定去一趟休斯顿。
Now don't get me wrong，
别误解我。
Heaven is going to be incredible。
天堂是非常重要。
It's going to be totally worth it.
完全值得。
Getting to live for eternity in the presence of our Savior is something to which we can look forward.
所以有我们的救主的同在的时候，我们追求这个永恒和天堂是值得的。
But ignoring all of the other spiritual blessings is absolutely crazy.
但同时，如果忽略了其他的各样的恩赐，是一个绝对很疯狂的事。
All because we oftentimes live under the lie that we can still provide what is best for ourselves.
这是因为我们很经常我们还活在一个谎言下面，这谎言就是我们可以自己努力创造对我们自己最好的一个人生。
The difference happens when we decide what to set as our priority. What to set as our priority.
这个呢就取决于我们去怎么设置我们的优先次序。
Are we going to focus on the temporal things or will we focus on the eternal?
我们是应当定睛在那些短暂的事情上还是定睛在那些永恒的事情上。
Will we focus on the flesh or will we focus on the spiritual?
是我们的肉体还是我们的精神。
And we have to answer the question, what is the most important thing in my life?
所以我们必须回答这个到底我们生命中最重要的事儿这件问题这个问题。
Is it family or career?
是你的家庭还是你的事业？
Those should certainly be high on the list.
那些当然在你的清单中是很重要的，很重要的事。
But have we prioritized our relationship with God with either equal or surpassing fervor?
但是我们有没有把我们与神的关系放在家庭和事业同等，甚至比他们更重要的这个优先次序上
？Because it's our connection to Jesus that is what is most important.Is that what we are known for?
所以我们是不是被人所知的是下面这件事，是我们和基督的关系是我们人生中最重要的事。
I don't know about you this summer, but there was lots of news about the Olympics.
我不知道你们怎么过的夏天，但是夏天有很多关于奥运会的新闻。
And it reminded me of this role, this opportunity that some people have had in different ways throughout civilization in carrying this flag or carrying what we call in English a standard.
这提醒了我在这个人类这个 civilization, 人类这个文明的进展中，我们有时候有各种的方式是怎么样去举着这个旗或者举着一个标识。
So at the Olympics,
所以我们看看奥运会。
At the Olympics, I chose Greece because we live there and it's a fairly neutral country.
我选了希腊是因为当时我们住在希腊，那是一个很有意思的国家。
We see the simple standard bearer or flag bearer that.Could it be easily seen at the opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics.
所以我们看到这个举旗的旗手呢，在奥运会的开幕式上很容易就被看到。
And these honored athletes were able to walk in front of his and her Olympic team to identify which country they were representing.
所以他们是有这么大一个荣耀去打着这个旗走在他们的代表他们国家的这个奥运团队的所有的人前面，所以举着这个标识可以让别人知道他们是来自于这个国家。
And it was behind this flag or this standard that the team followed them all around the arena.
所以呢，他们的整个奥运团队呢都是走在这个旗后面，围着这个旗跟着这个旗手围着这个竞技场，围着这个竞技场走圈。
There were no pics, no cameras in the Roman days, so it's just a figurine.
这是一个罗马的一个当时罗马的一个形象。
But this tradition stems from the times of the Roman military.
但这个传统呢，就是来源于早期的罗马的军队。
Where a privileged soldier would be able to carry the standard in front of the army with an image.Of the emperor to show who it was that they were fighting for.
当时呢，这些有特权的，就是这个士兵呢，特别荣耀的士兵，可以举着这个标识标准啊，就在他们的这个队伍里面走，这样上面有他们这个元首的形样子，然后也可以带领他们的士兵作战。
These are proud moments for the people carrying their flags.
这对于那些举旗手们，这是他们很骄傲的时刻。
Not where the athlete or the soldier seeks to draw attention to themselves, but rather to disappear in the collective team of who they're representing.
但不是说那个，不是说那些士兵们都是被这个举旗手这个人吸引，而是举旗手呢，应该是消失在这个旗下面，让更受到关注呢。关注的是这个旗和旗所代表的，这个国家。
And it's in this very idea that Paul, as he begins this passage in Ephesians 1:15, he presents two flags, two standards of the church for which every believer is supposed to carry.
所以是按照同样的这个同样的逻辑，那保罗呢，在以弗所书1:15这里面讲的，就保罗相当于同时举起来了两个旗帜，这两个旗帜呢，每个基督徒都要看的。
And the first of these two standards is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
对这两个旗帜或者叫标识里面，第一个就是对耶稣对主的主耶稣的信心。
And this faith, this idea of this Greek word of the faith in the Lord, it's comprised of four different types of ideas.
所以在希腊语里面，这个对主的信心呢，其实包含了四个意思。
And first, it's the content in which we believe.
所以第一层意思就是我们所相信的东西的内涵。
It's the things in the Bible that we've been taught to be true. It's the theology that we cling to.
这就是圣经里面我们被一直教导是所谓是真理的地方，也是我们的一直坚守的这些东西。
But it moves from the head.
但这些东西是在头脑里。
And it becomes part of the outworking of what we believe, the good things that we do because of what we believe.
所以它也从我们的头脑里面呢就流出来，变成我们平常的日常的表现，我们的外在表现。
It also has to do with the priority of what we believe.
所以它也和我们的优先次序有关。
Can it be seen as the most important thing is who we are as we represent Christ?
能被别人看到当我们代表耶稣的时候，能被别人看到我们到底是什么样。
And the last is the depth of what we believe.
所以最后一层意思是我们的信心，我们的所信的有多么的深邃。
When we find ourselves in trouble, is it the very thing that we cling to for life?
也就是当我们自己在身处逆境的时候，我们能够一直抓住的那个东西。
The second standard, that's the first, the second flag or standard that Paul presents to the church for us as believers is love for all the saints.
所以第二个旗帜或者叫第二个标识呢一直给我们教会的每一个人的就是这个众圣徒之间的爱。
It also includes four ideas.
它也包含了四层意思。
The first is a sacrificial love.
第一个就是一种舍己的爱。
It's a love that costs, but also reaps dividends.
这个他就是说，这个爱呢，就是说一种呢，自己有受了损失，自己愿意受损失，而且消除这个分歧的。
It's also an unconditional love.
它也是一个无条件的爱。
It's a love that gives even when it doesn't receive.
这种爱呢是。我们宁愿去给予，即便我们不预期去收获任何事情。
And the target of this love is for everyone. It goes out to all.
这个爱的授予对象呢是每一个人，所以这种爱是对所有人的爱。
Even those that are very, very different than us.
Okay, 即便那些人他们和我们很不一样。
And he talks about to all the saints, those that are part of the church.
所以这儿我们讨论的就是所有的圣徒，所有的这教会的会员。
Even today, I think that we, as believers, we begin to pick our own standards.
即便今天我相信我们作为一个教会的会员会众，有时候我们选我们自己的标准。
Organizations call them values.
在一些团体里面管这叫价值观。
And sometimes we put them on our websites.
有时候我们把这些东西放在我们的网站上。
We put them on our T-shirts.
我把这个放在我们的 T 恤衫上。
And then we put them on posters and hang them in important places.
我们把这个价值观放在一个海报上，把它们挂在重要的地方。
But in the Christian faith, these flags, these standards, most often are observed, not chosen.
所以对于基督徒来讲，我们的这些 旗帜或者标识其实不是该我们选的，而是我们被给予的。
They're what people see in us and observe and how they experience us more than just what we claim.
所以其实呢，不只是我们怎么给别人说，更重要的是别人怎么会看到我们，会观察到我们，会了解到我们。
I love in this passage that Paul is commending the Ephesian church for their reputation.
我很喜欢这一段经文里面，保罗呢，就是表扬了以弗所教会为他们所做的事情。
And that this reputation was built out of their behavior, how they were observed by the Ephesian community.
所以保罗表扬以弗所教会的所得到的这个声誉呢，是因为他们做的事情。
And so this led me to ask a question.
所以这个就让我问下一个问题。
What is the reputation of our congregation?
所以我们的会众，我们的教会的会众，我们的这个声望是什么？
If someone walked in and spent a few Sundays with us and they overheard our conversations, what would they say that our church is marked by?
所以如果有一个人走进我们教会，和我们的会众待了几个星期一起崇拜，他们也听到我们说的话，观察到我们做的事，他们会怎么说关于我们教会？
Could they identify these two flags that Paul has given us, a faith-filled life and a love for one another?
所以那我们的教会能不能被标识成拥有这两个标识，一个是一个是忠心忠信心，一个是爱心。
Or would there be another story to tell?
还是有别的故事可以讲一讲。
I think about all of the different flags that could be made from my behavior.
我想通过我的行为可以有各种各样的不同的这个标识。
When I complain.
当我抱怨的时候。
When I fear.
当我害怕的时候。
When I act independently.
当我就是独自一人做事的时候。
When I resist God.
当我拒绝神的时候。
When I lack faith,
当我缺乏信心的时候。
When I focus just on the temporal,
当我只是定睛在短暂的事情上。
And when I demand my own way,
当我要求我自己做事方式的时候。
And that's just my list from this week.
这只是为这一星期列出来的清单。
I really wish I could say that I'm tired of living for myself.
我真巴不得我可以说，我为了这种为我自己而活而感觉到很厌倦了。
But I keep doing it.
但是我还是一直这样做。
But I can say that I am tired from living for myself.
但是我可以说，就是为了这种只是为自己而活，我已经感到很疲累了。
Because it mostly leads to failure and frustration.
因为这种为自己而活的模式呢，会导致那个失败和挫折。
And all of these actions run completely counter to the faith towards God and love towards others.
所以我这样做的事情呢，和对神的信心和对圣徒的爱呢，完全是背道而驰。
Paul further encourages the believers in Ephesus by telling them that he has been praying for them.
保罗呢接着去鼓励以弗所的圣徒，告诉他们保罗一直在为他们祷告。
And as a matter of fact, he hasn't ceased praying for them, even though it's been many months since they were last together.
所以是，其实那时候保罗已经好几个月都没见过他们。
He knows them.
但他了解他们。
He loves them.
他爱他们。
And he serves them in prayer.
他通过祷告而服侍他们。
Think about Paul's situation as he writes this personal letter.
想一想，当保罗写这些个人书信的时候，保罗他自己处在一个什么情况
？He is sitting in house arrest in Rome.
他是在罗马被软禁。
Anyone here familiar with the Enneagram？
你们在这里面人有没有人了解过所谓的九型人格
？Paul fits firmly into the category one.
所以保罗呢，就是属于这种九型人格里面的第一级。
He wants to get things done and to get things right.
他想把事做了，而且还把事做对了。
And now he's been relegated to two small tasks.
结果现在呢，他就不得不去做两件小事。
Writing letters to shepherd his churches.
第一，给那个教会的牧者写信。
and praying for his people.
第二，为他们教会的人祷告。
On some days, this must have just driven him crazy.
没准在有些日子，这些事会把保罗弄得，癫狂。
But out of it, we get a very large portion of our New Testament.
但正是出于这个，我们得到了我们新约圣经里面很大一部分。
And out of the second, we get an incredible challenge to be praying for one another without ceasing.
出于保罗的第二个这个事工呢，我们得到了一些就是挑战，让我们也为也关爱，互相关爱。
And though Paul felt helpless, God continued to use him in such a way that continues to lead us 2,000 years later.
所以当保罗感觉到很无助的时候，但神用了他，借着保罗呢，即便在2000年后的今天，还是借着保罗当时的话呢，来带领我们。
In Paul's prayers, we see two major themes.
Two major
themes.
Themes, okay. 在保罗的书信里面，我们看到了两个主题。
The first is thanksgiving.
第一个是感恩。
Because they are carrying on an important work in Ephesus in Paul's absence.
因为他们是在保罗不在的 不与他们同在的情况下呢会继续保罗这个事工
And that is to continue to grow the church
那这个事工就是说继续的去让这个教会成长
Formerly they had a person but now they have a place where they can invite people to continue learning from Paul's letters
就以前 保罗在的时候他们有保罗这个人现在保罗不在了他们现在有这样一个聚会的场所可以邀请人靠着保罗给他们写的信一起成长
And the second theme is understanding.
第二个主题就是理解。
So that Paul continued to pray that he would that God would give them understanding that would be defined in three different ways.
所以保罗一直在祷告神给这些人的一个让他们能够去理解这些重要的事情，这三件重要的事情。
The first part of the understanding is that is a hope to which they had been called.
第一件需要他们理解的事情是，他们被他们被呼召，他们是靠着什么样的是这个指望，是这个他们被呼召的盼望。
It's the best. Our best fulfillment is not in the plans that we make for ourselves, but the outworking and the of His calling in our lives.
所以我们最大的成就不是说我们在日常生活中做了什么事而是说对于神对我们的呼召我们完成那多么好。
There is life in his calling, and there is vanity in the rest.
所以在神的呼召里面才有生命在其他的地方剩下的全是虚空。
The second part of that definition is the riches of his grace.
所以那个定义关于那个理解的定义的第二部分就是神丰盛的恩典。
And through the forgiveness that God has given through the death of his son, we have become the richest people.
通过神呢去给我们这个神对我们的这个 forgiveness, 神对我们的这个赦免靠着他的爱子的赦免所以我们变成世界上最丰富的人。
And it's important to understand that we become the richest through the cancellation of our enormous debt.
所以我们是就是通过这种的这个赦免我们才会变成现在的人这个是就是这种丰富的人。
With humanity, it's all about having a negative account and having it canceled.
所以就这个人类而言我们所有的人类呢都本来是有一个负的账户。
The measure is simply how deep are we in debt?
那这个丈量呢就是这个区别呢只是每个人在这个负的账户里欠债的多少而已。
But God has restored us to a debt-free status and able to be pleasing in his sight.
所以但神把我们从一个欠债的光景呢变到了一个我们不欠债了而且呢还可以变得可以去取悦神。
The third part of the definition is the immeasurable greatness of his power.
所以这第三个这个定义里面第三部分就是神的这个这个神的大能是不可测度的大能。
And this is accomplished through his strength, that same strength that he gives us through the Holy Spirit to overcome our bad habits and produce lasting fruit.
就是神的大能，同时呢也是借着圣灵呢，神给我们也同样的大能，可以让我们克服我们原来的那些坏习惯。
It's this idea of power that we really need in the difficulties of our day.
所以这就是那个能力，我们在我们的困难时期真正所需要的东西。
Because ultimately, if we don't believe that God is powerful, how can we believe that He will help us to navigate life?
所以最终的时候是说到底，如果我们不信神有大能，我们怎么会信在我们最困难的时候，神会用他的大能带领我们走出这困境？
So He gives us a picture of that power.
所以神在这里面给了我们他关于他大能的一个样子。
First, His power is demonstrated by the resurrection to life when He raised Jesus from the dead.
所以神的大能的这个样子，第一个展现在哪儿呢？就是这个耶稣的死里复活。
And we also have been awakened to the meaning of life.
我们其实也在一直等待这个生活的，了解生命的意义。
He demonstrates it by the restoration of Jesus to His original position.
所以第二个这个展示呢，大能的展示呢，就是把耶稣呢恢复到他原来的那个位置上。
Where in verse 20 it talks about Jesus being seated at the right hand of God.
所以那个经文里面讨论说到啊，耶稣呢就回到神的右，坐在神的右边。
And in this same way, we've been moved from the status of being a slave to being a son.
就靠着同样的方式，我们也会被变，从那个奴隶的那个状态变成一个神的儿女的状态。
It's demonstrated in the resumption of his authority.
第三个这个展示呢，就是耶稣的主权的恢复。
And how God has chosen us to be a part of His future reigning kingdom.
所以神也拣选了我们成为神将来的这个国的天上的国里面的一部分。
And it's demonstrated by His reign over all the church.
也这个最后一个也是展示在显示在神对所有的这些教会的一些管理。
And now we as the church are supposed to represent Him to the world.
现在呢，我们作为一间教会，我们也应该去代在世界面前代表神。
These days more than others, I need to know that Jesus is in control.
其实比以往任何时候更重要的，现在的日子，我们需要知道神是在掌管一切。
And as the world around us seems more broken than ever, as problems continue to grow in everyday life, I need to experience that power of Jesus being raised from the dead.
现在的世界就是当这个世界比过去任何时候都更败坏，有各种各样的问题的时候，我更需要能够经历神的大能。
This is what will help me to know that that power is available to me as well.
这个对我很有帮助，当我知道这个大能呢是存在的，可以我可以得到的。
There are some things in this last part of this passage that I don't fully understand.
其实这段经文里面后面有一些部分我并不完全了解。
Because here's what it sounds like to me.
但我说的就是听起来就是我能理解的部分。
That all that Jesus wants to accomplish will be done through the church.
所以就是基督耶稣所有想成就的事都要通过教会来成就。
And we still have so much more to do until it's fulfilled.
但是去了成就这件事，我们还有很多事情要做。
Do you feel awake in your Christian life?
你感觉你在你的基督徒生活中感觉你是现在是警醒的吗？
I confess that some days I just feel asleep.
我坦白说，有的时候我感觉也昏昏欲睡。
I know the inheritance is mine.
我知道这个基业是我的。
But I don't always act like it's real.
但我并不总是表现的好像我这个是真事儿。
I can wander around as if I haven't been made new.
我好像就是有时候到处走来走去的，好像没有这个事儿似的。
I can act and react as if I don't have the Spirit of God living within me.
所以没有神的这个圣灵在我心里运行做工的时候，我有时候可以做一些事情或者去对一些事情有些反应。
But many days I feel His presence.
但是大部分时候我是感到神的同在。
I respond to His Spirit.
我也对神的圣灵呢有回应。
And I react and act upon the truth that I am his son, fulfilling my created purpose.
我也是作为我是神的一个神的子民去要去成就我的呼召的时候，我也是为着这个事来平常行事而或者是反应。
Like Paul, I pray that we can wake up to the implications of what we already believe.
就像保罗一样，我也祷告，就像我们可以醒来，可以看到我们本来有的那些事情的那些后果。
The fact that we can put into practice all of the verses that we read.
那就是说，我们可以把我们所读的经文呢，给应用到我们的生活中去。
That God has already provided for us a glorious future.
是神已经为我们都准备了一个很荣耀的未来。
If we simply are willing to walk in it.
只要是我们单纯的愿意去跟神一起走。
The normal Christian life is not one of living failure to failure, but living faith step to faith step.
所以作为一个基督徒的正常生活，不是说我们生活中总是一个失败紧接着另外一个失败，而是有信心的一步一步的走。
So let me ask, what is next on your path?
所以让我问一下大家，你在你的这个前面路途中，下一站是下一步是什么？
Have you identified today in a person that you need to talk with or a decision that you need to make?
你是不是已经找到了那个今天你要跟谁说一句话呀？或者你知道你今天有一个什么决定要做呀？
Is there a gift that you need to use? Is there a forgiveness that you need to bestow?
或者那个你有没有一个恩典你今天可以用得上去赦免饶恕一个什么人啊？
So that we today can raise these two banners.
所以今天呢我们就可以举起来这两个标识。
Faith in the Lord and love for all saints.
对神的信心和对所有的圣徒的爱。
So that we can let others who see us know that we share in these wonderful gifts of Christ.
这样的话呢，就可以让别人看到我们，会知道我们，就可以这个有了这个神给的各种福气。
Let's pray together.
让我们祷告。
Father, it's within this great mercy that you give us that we can come together as one, not those who have earned the place to be here, but those who have been forgiven the great debt that brings us back to this incredible freedom that we enjoy.We pray that these words that you have given us through this book of Ephesians will sink deeply into our souls and help us produce this incredible fruit of the Spirit in life that others may get a better glimpse of who you are and how to follow you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.